Hey. Ah, guess those clothes do fit right, huh? Well, that's good. Less hassle later. Come on, sit down and let's talk over breakfast. Two specials over here. So, about Yuri. What's your plan there, You know, your plan. Do you care about her or not? Are you gonna make a move? Are you waiting for her? You humans are so dense. Not as bad as high elves, but still really dense. Did you know they make a big song and dance about courting? Write letters and poems and play this game of hard to get, sometimes for decades. And in the meantime, while they wait, some really possessive ones get pleasure slaves. I mean, sure, we live a lot longer than most races, but come on, right? If we wood elves did the same thing, we'd all have died out by now. No, we do courting. It's just, you know, a lot more direct. When some nasty creature could simply up and eat you one day, spending too much time dawdling isn't just dangerous. It's foolish. What do we do, huh? Well, let's say I fancied you. Hypothetically speaking, of course. You're a little too small of build to be my type. Well, unless you can really use that mouth of yours. You're easy to fluster. I bet Yuri enjoys making you squirm too. But I digress. If I was interested in you, I'd simply ask if you fancied me as well. And if you did, we would spend some time seeing if we were compatible. And if we were, we'd be a couple. Intimacy would follow, and possibly a marriage, were that our goal. Basically, we don't shy away from our natural urges as much as our pale-skinned cousins do. It's a part of life, the most instinctual and true part of ourselves. We embrace it. For us, to share such an act with another is part of what it means to be alive and be one with the natural order of the forest and the world around us. And don't think that means we're a bunch of loose tree huggers either. We just accept that such things are natural. Just like you, we're all a bit different when it comes to things like intimacy. But that still doesn't stop you humans from being really dense. Either way, none of that told me about what you intend to do about Yuri. So, start talking.
Here you are, two specials. Please enjoy your meal.
She's a cutie, isn't she? She's been working here for a while now. Her brother's trying to find her someone, but so far, he hasn't had much luck. Apparently, she's really bookish and finds it hard to hold a two-sided conversation. Anyway, talk. Oh, so you lost someone. Yeah, that'll happen. Let me guess. Maeve, right? I figured as much. That bitch does nothing but ruin lives. Well, if it means anything, you have my condolences. She's taken so much from so many. I really wish someone would take her down. No one has the force needed. Anyway, so, because you lost someone, it was hard for you to feel all right getting closer to Yuri, then. I guess that makes sense. But between you and me, she's waiting for you. What do I mean? Well, Yuri, I kinda sorta grilled her last night, talking to her about you and how she felt. You really make her happy, you know? I've never seen her smile so much around anyone. She also might have let slip something about you two getting a little handsy after some nectar wine. Don't worry. I thought it was cute. But the thing is, she knew she'd feel guilty if she went through with all that after you just buried that part of your past. It's one thing to say it's time to move on, and another to actually do it. She didn't want you to regret things, and she didn't want to feel like a rebound or something to take the edge off, either. Though I'm pretty sure if she hadn't thought of that, she'd have jumped your bones right then and there. Like I said, she needs some companionship after all this time alone. That's not just me being snarky, either. Loneliness drives Lamia crazy. It eats away at them. Consumes them. And just like people, they were never meant to be alone for so long. I think you saved her from herself. Gave her hope of something. And pulled her out of that slump. Now, after so many months of living with you, she's happy again. But waiting for you to be ready. To tell her how you feel about her.
There you are. I was wondering where you'd gone. But it was silly of me to have worried, I see. Good morning, my dear. And to you as well, Nora.
Silly serpent. This one wouldn't leave you high and dry. I just wanted a chance to talk to them before the two of you headed out. You vouched for them up and down last night, but I wanted to get my hooks in them myself.
No. I suppose they wouldn't.
Anyway, you look like you slept well. Don't suppose this one gave you a romp before you passed out?
Nora! They did not. In fact, they were very sweet. We talked about the village and a few other things. They kept me company all night long. What about you, dear? Did you sleep well? Well, that's good to hear. You thought I looked cute while sleeping. Please, I'm definitely way past the age where I should be cute. I was probably drooling on the pillow, my hair all a mess.
Only a little, huh? She was probably having a saucy dream.
Stop teasing me, Nora. You're simply the worst. And don't you start too, or I'll make you sleep outside. I can be very convincing when I need to be. Well, in any case, we should probably get going. We have a long journey ahead of us to get back home. I'd pause for breakfast, but I'm still digesting from last night's little feast and festivities. And since my dear friend has already eaten, I suppose we should get on the trail sooner rather than later.
Guess I'll pick up the tab then. It's only fair since I did technically order for them. You two be careful heading back. And you take care of Yuri, all right? She's happy. I'd like to keep her that way. Understood? Good. Because if that changes, you're the first person I'm gonna look for when someone needs to pay. Don't be a stranger, Yuri. It's always nice to get visitors. Take care, you two. If we leave now, we should be back at the burrow before supper. Come on.